Созвонк. Mannvera, hvað fer þú að gera mínu landsvæði? Ég skil ekki, ha? Þetta ekki íslenska. Ég var að þú næsta þessir pirandi fjörðamenn mín þú ekki finna mig hérna anskotin.
English, ok. Human, excuse me. You are not meant to be in these parts of my land. These belong to the giants like me. It was an accident, huh? Now I realize why this land is fed up with tourists right now. I was like, why? But now I can see why. You have no right to be. You have disturbed my hunt and my peace. How did you end up here, Yoma? You are traveling around Icelandic to get away from the tourists, but you are a tourist yourself. Also, it's dark out, and this is the only time I'm able to go outside to have peace to myself. How rude. Well, deal how busy it is. I don't want you tourists to end up on my land next. What is next after? You're going to run and tell your friends about this. Take pictures. And you're going to bring all of the tourists here, Us giants just want to be left in peace. As that's what I have been doing for centuries. It's you? You see, it's what you think of us. No. I'm not going to eat a human. We are practically the same. I'm just slightly taller. Well, this is an understatement, but if I hit you, it might make me sick. You've been reading too many fake news about us on the internet or whatever you midget humans do now. I just hope you promise not to tell anyone about this encounter. I don't want more of you tourists to stumble. Before I put you down, have you been respecting our nature? So you have not been the bad tourist, have you? I'm here to find the hot lagoon that is not run by like-minded tourists. I see. Well, it's been hundreds of years since I met the human. Everyone from another land. Shall I like you to...
I can speak English because I watch movies in my cave. Whatever.
Are you going to listen to my offer or not? Anyway, since you are on this land for a temporary amount of time, and you have sworn not to tell anyone about this meeting, I would like to take it to my private hot lagoon. Do you accept? It's the least I can do after nearly eating you. And besides, you are very dirty from traveling over the hills, all the way to get here, and from my mouth saliva to your place, I'd be happy to get you there. Yeah, I'm going to take you. I am not going to let you walk all this way when I can take you there in a few steps. Now, I'm going to have to put you in between my breasts because I have no pockets. Shall I apologize if it may be a little uncomfortable and squishy down there? Hold your breath, okay? Are you okay down there? It's a little squishy down there. I'm sorry. Forgive me, but we are nearly here, okay? Now here it is, my lagoon. All for me. Look at how beautiful this is. That is the beauty of this place. Even at night, it still can light the whole sky. Yow. I should take you out first. Now you can see how beautiful the view is. Now let's take off all your layers and come sit in the lagoon. Some puppies are so cute when they are so little. Look at you. So cute. Sorry. It feels nice, doesn't it? You can't get my saliva out of your hair. It is okay. Here, all I need to do is get a little bit of water on my hand and just drip it on top of you like this. There we go, fresh from any evidence of me trying to eat you. Now you can sit back next to me and enjoy the feeling of this lagoon. Isn't that great? I am jealous of you. Not going to lie. I wish I could put my full body in there. But I'm simply too. So it does get a little breezy for me up here. How is it for you down there? Nice and warm. Like a little humans. I would love to change places with you sometimes. Especially in winter. Gets very frosty. Do you have anything like this where you are from? This is a shame. Or maybe not, because your home would be covered in tourists. You don't respect the land. No offense. Now, on that note, I would suggest you to get out of here right now. I need to wash myself. And I can create a lot of splashes. Oh no, I can't find that proper rock I use. I use it to smooth my skin, including the bottom of my soles. Being a giant and being over this rocky, bumpy terrain, they get a little disgusting. Hey, wait. Do you mind if I use your back to scrub myself right now?
I just take your body and pick you up like this. And I just going to scrap you, okay? I will be gentle, I promise. Thank you, thank you. I'm feeling very good now. But you, man, I need to dry you now. You are very wet.
Sorry, it's just funny to watch you drift in the wind like a plastic bag. Drifting through the wind, wanting to start again.
There we go. But you're looking very tired, especially after being scrapped like that. You really cannot drive back to Reykjavik like this. You must be very exhausted from all of the walking over the hills and mountains to reach here as well.
But you can rest on me. It is very dangerous to drive when you are tired. Here. Come on to my hand. I will put you up there again. I have no pockets, remember. I'm sorry.
Well, I can't stay out here and sleep, or else I will turn to stone during the day. And I do not want to turn into stone. This happened to most of my friends and family. They weren't very careful. So now they are permanent statues for thousands of years just rotting and the birds doing their business on them. I do not want to end up like this. This is why I only come out at night and no one sees me during the day. Now, I'll live on this cave. Mountain. The mountain is called something Icelandic. Yes. Welcome to the name of Icelandic mountains. I might look very big for you, little one, but I'm up there in minutes. Sleep. There.